Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I did it. I went to Helping Mamas and I donated a good portion of Jimmy's baby stuff.
Aww. Okay. All right.
All right. So Helping Mamas is a local nonprofit. They're a diaper bank supply, and they collect so much more than just diapers. They also collect period products. But if you go to their website, helpingmamas.org, they have a list of things that they accept. Jimmy is 2 now, and it was a rough go being able to conceive him, 2 rounds of IVF. Bart and I know that that's not something that we're going to do again. And, you know, there's still an option of adoption, but that would be a child that's not an infant, probably a child that's older if that is the case. So I'm looking at the bassinet, and I'm looking at like the little bouncy chair and all that stuff that is taking up so much room in the house because these are not small items. And the time had come that it needed to get donated. So Bart loaded everything up in the car. It was filled to the brim, and I drove to Helping Mamas in Norcross, and I did not even turn the car off. The sweet woman working at the front desk, she didn't know my relationship with Helping Mamas and that we, you know, I had done stuff with them before. And so she thinks I am just like everybody, mm-hmm. every other mom, you know, dropping stuff off. And so we load up this giant bin, and there's like all the boppy pillows in it. And while they can't take used car seats, they know somebody who can. FDA regulations, like you can't donate your breast pump because of
you might have
sanitation.
Dirty, might have dirty boobs.
Yeah, maybe. So I'm trying to figure out where, I think we're just going to have to recycle it at a small appliance recycle place. But so, you know, but they are able to give the car seat away and like the infant stroller and all that stuff. So I'm just looking at this mound of stuff. And I go, I told her, I go, I'm really trying to keep my S together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I use the actual word. She goes, oh, no, it's okay. Most people cry.
Yeah. Because it's not just clothes. Those are all memories you've seen them grow up in.
Yeah. I mean, it's the car seat. I brought them home from the hospital in. And, you know, it's that little, like, that little vibrating bouncy chair that he used to sit in the living room. And it's the boppy that he used to lay on as I breastfed him. Like, everything holds, like, really special memories of him as an infant and as a baby. But and Cassie has done this too. She dropped all of her stuff off at Helping Mamas as well.
When you're packing the items, could you almost hear them say, no, not me. We had such a good time together.
I did not pack them.
Okay, Bart did.
Bart's the one that put them in the car.
Could you hear them in the car on the way? No, Kristen, you're our only, you're our last hope.
No, I did. I looked in the rear view a couple of times at everything that was lying back there, and I'm like, nope, you gotta focus. So I put on a murder podcast.
That helped you focus. Okay.
I did. And I cruised down 285 to get to Norcross. And then, like I said, I backed into my parking spot. I left the car running. We got everything out. I took a quick pic. I said, thank you. I got right back in the car, turned my murder podcast back on.
It's so weird the differences, because I was like, can you guys please take this? Take it. I was so ready to get it out of my house because it was taking up space. But I'm attached to the clothes, and there are still a few like newborn, mm-hmm. 3-month-old outfits that I'm hanging on to, even though I know somebody else could get use out of them because I don't know. It's like the memory, and I'm like, I'm just not ready to let it go, even though I'm not going to use them again. But the rest of it, I'm like, I'm like, can you use this? It's a little damaged. Can you use it? Because if not, it's going in the trash. Get it out of my house.
No, I mean, I'm handing her the little like bathtub thing that I used to wash Jimmy in, and I'm like, here.
Do they have the one location for drop-off, or do they have a couple around Atlanta?
Well, I mean, there are, you can go to their website, and there's certain places that you can drop off items, businesses that, like, function as second locations, but Helping Mamas has their one office in Norcross where you can drop stuff off. I just advise you go to the website to see what they will and will not take, because, again, like, they can't take breast pumps and stuff like that, but... Here's to hoping little ones out there can get some good use out of it.
Helping Mamas.
Helpingmamas.org.
The Burt Show.